Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, let's get to the magic hat.
It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, ho, ho, it's magic.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your days are off to a great start.
I just had an interesting encounter. I had people that paid for an item and then not vacating where you pay and then just instead standing there having a conversation.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm doing a grab-and-go situation, but they can't tell that because you're still standing there.
No, you're just hanging out. They don't know what your time crunch is.
You know what I mean? It's like, imagine you go to a coffee shop, you order a coffee, and then you just keep standing in front of the register, and you just have a conversation.
We're going to need you to move out of the way here. I got places to be.
Yeah.
I got things to do.
Barista, and I was like, excuse me, I had a to-go order. Can I just quickly get it? Yo, yeah, no problem. Didn't see you. I know, because they won't move.
Get them out of my way.
What are we doing?
We had another head coach fired today. We briefly talked about that. We can get to that a little bit more here in the final hour. We got more thoughts on Miami and Ole Miss, the first of the semifinal games.
Would you rather have Cliff Kingsbury or Mike McDaniel coach your offense? Because that could be the scenario many teams are facing. Or Brian Daboll.
Ooh.
Whose offense do you want?
That's a great poll question. What's the best offensive mind of those three? Because they're all three now available. Let's start, though, with the final hour of a Thursday, as we always do with the Magic Hat, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to, first off, welcome you back into the Magic Hat segment for the first time in 2026. It's a blessing to have you here with us. And we also need to give a major thank you to the man himself, Tim Monis. Now, if you hear the open that's played for this segment, the Magic Hat open, that was made by our friend Tim Monis. Now, he used to work here back in the day, used to do production stuff, and he was listening to the Magic Hat segment, and we motivated him to get back, dust off his old laptop and the old equipment that he needed and make an open because he truly enjoyed the segment. Well, then he added one more. This is almost becoming the Magic Hat presented by Tim Monis segment, because then on our last show, before we went on holiday break on the, 21st, 22nd, whatever day it was?
22nd.
He shows up with not only Jason Swigard wrapping paper, which was delightful.
I need to contact him to find out how to make that
wrapping
paper because I need to...
I need a full roll.
Well, I want to make my own. That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Take the worst photo of somebody in your life and make it wrapping paper.
Yep.
And then present them a gift with that wrapping paper.
Dude, I might buy like seven different rolls for seven different people in their gifts.
It's perfect, right? And so he brought us in a little chocolate treat for all of us. And then he said, here's a show gift for the three of you. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can see we now officially, ladies and gentlemen, have a magic hat.
Look at that hat.
It's delightful. It pops up and down. It's got a little red ribbon on it. It's perfect. It's a magic hat.
Yep.
So the magic hat finally has the prop that it's always needed, and we can reach into the magic hat. What do we got today?
We will start with Tiger says less is more.
Oh, not me.
This is me.
Ooh, Tiger says
Tiger.
Less or a
yes.
Tiger.
A Tiger?
Tiger.
The El Tigre. Tiger.
El Tigre.
Mr. Eldrick Woods.
Yes.
Four.
Okay.
So while he is still continuing to rehab his back and ankle from 87 surgeries, thinking he can once again get back out on the PGA Tour.
I actually have takes on this, and I didn't get to give them during my break. This is ridiculous. We're treating this like rehab, and he's 20. This is over.
How dare you?
He's cooked.
How dare you?
He'll do his little fun digital game, and he'll be on the senior tour, and he occasionally pop out at a major wave and be out in the first round. What are we doing? Why do we pretend this
is
something?
Well, the other thing
is... Hey, you get two rounds in a major, all right? Two.
He's going to withdraw because his back will be hurt.
Hey, he'll make it to the weekend. Okay.
He is heading up the new committee. I don't know if there's still a player advisory committee. They've named it something else because there's a new CEO for the PGA Tour who came over from the NFL, and they're trying to reinvent themselves and make themselves more relevant after the LIV split and all sorts of stuff. They are seriously considering whacking down the schedule significantly, smaller fields, no more signature events. Basically, everything would be a signature event, including the majors. They would have a bye week after the majors. So are you cool in 2027 having 100 player fields, as many of the top 100 players around the globe that aren't in LIV, although some of them are coming back, and that's a different story.
Yeah, is LIV on the verge?
It depends on if the official world golf rankings grant them actual status, but if they don't get it, they're trying to take their fields to 72 or their tournaments to 72. I digress. Yeah, so basically they would start the main PGA Tour schedule in 2027 after the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They would get rid of the, quote, signature events and basically make everything, you know, high purses, smaller fields, the best players all the time. They would take bye weeks after the majors. Would you be more inclined to watch more PGA Tour golf at that point, saying less is more? And then I don't know what they do in the off season. Then other guys could go play more globally.
Well, I think this is a tough show to ask that question to. I think in general, anybody that cares an ounce about golf on the station, this is a tough question because they're mostly going to say yes if they like watching golf. Inclined to watch more, if you're watching golf, you're already watching it, and I don't think it changes. Yeah. I'll just tell you, somebody who doesn't watch most events, you're still going to find yourself a little hard-pressed getting people to want to watch the John Deere, even if you categorize it differently and there's less golf around it. Because I have been conditioned for 39 years of my life to care more about four events in total than I don't even know how many there were last year or how many there would be.
I mean, they play literally every week, essentially.
There's roughly 30, so from when they used to start, which actually should have been this weekend at the Century.
Should be in Hawaii right now.
There's like three straight in Hawaii to start the year.
Sony Open is the starter next week.
Yeah, so they'll start there, and then the Amex, our good buddy Pat McCabe's tournament down there in La Quinta.
So how many is there in 27 in this scenario? Just hypothetically.
What they're talking about is 20 to 25 tournaments.
And you have conditioned me for 39 years to only care about four. It's what's made the FedEx Cup tough.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this does it. It might long-term for me, but immediately this doesn't really grab me in any way and get me to change my viewing habits, I think.
I think your answer is more valid than mine because you're the person they're trying to reach more so than me because I'm going to watch either way. Yeah. I think this is a horrible idea. It's a disaster.
Why do you think it's a horrible idea?
It siphons off the ability for players to grow, evolve, and make the PGA Tour because you're going to have limited fields. You're going to have fewer events. And so if you limit the fields and the events, you're not going to... Where are all the other golfers going to go?
Korn Ferry got bigger, it sounds like.
I mean, are all those guys going to go to live? Where do they, like, where's their offshoot? Like, the idea... I understand the idea of it. I just think that already kind of exists. I think we care about 20 to 22 events a year. If you're a, you know, relatively passionate golf fan, you're going to watch the majority of the bigger events. There's a lot of them on the calendar that I don't care about, but they still exist, and they allow a pathway for guys to make cuts, to make money, to earn their way into certain status points, play their way into a major potentially. How many tournaments did Rory play last year?
Probably, I think most of the top players play somewhere around 18 to 22 tournaments.
So those are the ones most people are going to watch.
So what they want is...
those to be the only tournaments.
For those to be all on the PGA Tour and to have Masters-like fields for as many events as possible.
I just don't think, to Sprague's point, you can tell me all the big names are back. That's the first hurdle you got to cross. This doesn't work unless you get Bryson and Brooks and all John Rahm, and you get literally the best field again, because in majors, that's what you get. You get the best fields possible.
Well, you wonder if possibly then... if they shrink it, then after football season starts, then maybe you can go do this team sort of thing for fun that's different.
Does this tell you, you do the golf show? Are you doing the golf show this year?
I haven't been told otherwise.
Okay, so you're doing golf in the Northwest. You have for some time.
Yes.
I got a golf segment on there. I like this.
R.I.P. Harold Bluestein, by the way.
Yes, we miss Harold.
We do miss Harold. It's been 3 years this past December 15th. Do you think this is going to help catch the me's or the lesser versions of me's?
It has more potential to, because...
so this is the solution in your mind?
I don't know that it's... I think they also have to then go to...
what's wrong with the sport?
Can I just... hold on. Can I just say something here? This, to me, is fixing something that's not broken.
That's what I was going to ask. It feels like you're reacting to something that doesn't
react. The broken part of the PGA Tour is the fact that you don't have the best players week in and week out anymore. When you used to be the only league that had the best players, if you all of a sudden in the NBA lost Giannis and Wemby and Luka and Steph to play in a Saudi Arabian basketball league, and they were no longer in the NBA, then we could sit here and say, well, how do we get more interest? No, the problem is you don't have four of the best players on the planet playing in your league anymore. That's what's broken about this. It's not the PGA Tour schedule. I think what they've done to some of their sponsors is pretty nutty in terms of tightening the screws on them in terms of bigger payouts.
That's the other thing. I think the sponsor pool is limited because of how high they've raised the purses.
To me, this is fixing a problem that's not broken. You need to unify the game of golf. That's how you fix this problem. Yeah. And I don't think that changing from a calendar-wide where the bigger names only play 18 events anyways to only 20 events for the entire year is going to make more people care about golf.
Yeah, isn't their ultimate problem is just that living exists.
Yes, is that John Rahm and Bryson DeChambeau are two of the best players on the planet.
Cam Smith.
They don't play week in and week out on the PGA Tour. Yes. That's the problem.
And also nobody watches them play at their tournaments they're in. But
nobody cares.
And I just don't, until that league folds shop, like, it's just not going to change anything.
Yeah.
And we'll see. As the initial contracts that a lot of those LIV golfers signed are about to expire, over the next year, I think they signed 4 or 5 year deals, the big ones.
I think Rahm's coming back.
They all want to come back.
Yeah, Rahm regrets doing that.
The only thing that they appreciated from making that jump was the bag of
money. That was the only reason they did make the jump.
And we need to shove Brandel Chamblee in a locker for saying these guys shouldn't come back. Like, shut up.
No, Rory's now on record.
Let the bygones be bygones. We need to unify the game of golf. This is ridiculous. If somebody wants to come back,
figure out something that's fair, you know, for them to work their way back onto the PGA Tour. Because to that point, you don't just want to let them back on for guys that have gone through the Korn Ferry Tour and grinded their way and gotten their cards.
I get it.
But if you can come up with a solution there, then...
the PGA Tour is better if Brooks Koepka is playing on the PGA
Exactly.
Tour.
I didn't put anything in the Magic Hat. And are you guys going to put... are you putting anything in the Magic Hat, Sprague? I'm like, we'll get to it in the next segment. We did one thing.
There you go.
You railroaded the hat.
He knew what he was doing. He knew he would rev my engine a little bit with that.
Well, it's not the answer I think you were looking for, because, again,
Tiger Golf League's back.
We're going to get a women's Tiger Golf League, too.
Oh, man, there you go.
They are going to do one, yeah, in the
simulator
winter.
Simulator golf? Huh?
I haven't watched the Tiger Golf League since the second week of it, and I watched like 10 minutes, and I was like,
I caught some of it yesterday. It was on like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh, was it on middle of the day?
Yeah. Man. So I caught a little bit of it.
I'll watch a little bit when football's over. Turn it on. If there's nothing else on TV on a Monday night, it's not terrible, but it's
they
not.
They do a good job because, yeah, they do it. Earlier in the afternoon, it's like 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
You know, they should just do. They should just set up cameras where these guys practice in Florida and Arizona, and then just use it as golf ASMR, and then just let people watch guys golf and just hear the golf sound the entire day on a live
stream.
God,
I can't wait till I can open the Masters app and just watch live on the range for hours on end again, dude.
People would watch that almost as much as they watch the Tiger Golf League.
Rubbing my nipples over here. Let's get to more Magic Hat next on the fam.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, segment number 2 of the Magic Hat, the award-winning Magic Hat segment. Golf dominated. Who would have thunk it? The entire first Magic Hat segment. What do we got in there?
All right, let me see. My fingers will work this morning.
We got tight wrapping there. Got a little arthritis going on.
Dude, your hands are kind of shaking. I'm worried about you.
I have horrible dexterity in my hands and fingers.
Really? Got to eat more pears.
That's why you're not a good putter.
Is he through? Is that what this says, Dirt? Yeah. What did you say? I didn't even.
I took a shot at your putting.
He said you suck at putting.
I do suck at putting.
See, he admits it. He's not a good putter. I'm a terrible putter, too.
Is he,
If
though?
I could putt, I would break 80.
Yeah.
Is he, though?
Is he, though?
I wrote that poorly. I'll give you that. That's me. I'm taking onus. We don't need to put it on in the internet. I do find this very interesting to think about. That Cignetti wins the Coach of the Year Bobby Dodd Award, for those that don't know.
There you go.
Idiots.
The Bob Dodd.
Rambling wreck.
And he is caught basically saying, I hope we can out-coach the best coach. And he's being very respectful. I don't think he's really doing that to be picked up and heard by anybody else. I think he genuinely thinks Dan Lanning is amazing. And I'm just thinking about this now. How many programs would fire their current coach without having to pay a buyout to hire Dan Lanning? Because here's the thing. A lot of people in that sport, fan-wise, want to say, well, how many does he got? And I just think that's really short-sighted in a dumb way we view it.
Oh, I think there would be...
The list to come up would be the teams who wouldn't do it.
Who wouldn't do it, exactly.
Okay, so what teams would
Georgia wouldn't do it. Georgia would not fire. They would not.
You sure about that?
If Lanning wins a natty, then maybe. But until then...
Lanning's been there. He knows.
Two's bigger than zero.
Yeah, you're right.
They wouldn't. Indiana wouldn't right now.
Nope.
Would Notre Dame...
Notre Dame would not.
No, Notre Dame loves Marcus.
Notre Dame would not.
LSU wouldn't.
I think they probably tried to hire him.
If LSU
no.
knew Dan Lanning would take a phone call and have a conversation.
I think they'd take him over Lane Kiffin.
I don't think Lane Kiffin is as done deal at LSU as you think
To the point of Lane Miami Kiffin, what has Lane Kiffin ever won? Miami wouldn't because they got
Mario's their guy.
Yeah, he's Texas. Their guy.
Texas probably would not. In a heartbeat.
You think they would? You think they fire
Sark
Texas in a heartbeat?
For sure would. Yeah,
he's been. He went to the Final Four back to back years. This year wasn't great, but the last 2 years he was in the semifinals. Okay, would Ohio State?
That's the one I'm scratching my head about.
We are the most disrespectful to that coach.
He's the Nick Sirianni of college football.
He won a title last year.
I think the fan base would.
The fan base would.
The
I'm
fan base
the
would go
I don't think
all
the
of our resources
would.
With what Dan Lanning is.
If we treated it like an election, would the fans of Ohio State rather have Dan Lanning or Ryan?
They would rather
they
have,
would
Dan,
have
Lanning.
Dan Lanning.
And then the second Dan Lanning loses a game, they would want to fire him and hire whoever, Urban Meyer, or whoever the next guy would be on
right,
that list.
Right.
So I think to answer the larger question, you're looking at less than seven-ish teams.
Yeah.
Like Elko's kind of in a gray area. He just had a great year at A&M. He's only been there for 2 years.
I could see them saying we're good with,
like,
with
right,
Elko.
Right, we're fine. We like the direction he's going.
But the age, the energy, the media savvy, he hits all of the right notes.
For sure he does.
For yeah. running it.
Alabama
a
would. I know that. They want to run Kalen DeBoer's ass out of town.
Which is funny because multiple programs want to steal him.
They do.
Even though most people, well, not most, but a lot of people question what he is as a coach.
I think that's one of the bigger storylines left for me in the playoff is
this is a life-changing moment for one of these four.
Who gets the biggest legacy boost from winning it all?
Pete Golding.
Does he? Yeah.
Dude,
I know.
He has
I know.
No legacy.
He has
right
no legacy.
Now.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
that's the start of that, the legacy.
That story never goes away. That's like yeah. Valvano and
that's
NC
a good point.
State.
100% right. Because they point. Haven't won. We don't count whatever year they did win.
But Mario has been a guy that we've all, and all of us, included myself, like, aha, Mario. You know, we kind of poke and prod at him. Ha ha. Signetti's so new that we're still not quite sure how to wrap our heads
our
around
heads
what he's done.
Our heads are still spinning from what he's done at Indiana.
I mean, that's a remark. It really is a movie.
And Oregon yeah. is. I mean, Oregon fans worship at the altar of Dan Lanning, and people yeah. who hate Oregon say, well, what does he actually want? He doesn't actually want anything. So him actually winning something would yeah. make everybody yeah. shut there. The hell up.
Boy, the O going away for the how many natties you got?
It's time to nut up or shut
people
up.
People are going to have to think about what else to say. Other
come
than
up with a new meme, bitch.
Daddy, Uncle Phil.
Yeah. All right.
This one's from Dirt, and it comes
how
with
do you know
audio.
That? Does it say from Dirt?
Yeah, I write from
I
Dirt.
Know everybody's handwriting.
Oh, you know my handwriting sucks.
It yeah. sucks. Yeah. yeah. Song off.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not singing against you.
Is this another trend that my school started? I'm curious of. Did these exist before my school did
oh,
this?
Oh, with I Love My Ducks?
So we're going into the NFL playoffs this
oh,
weekend.
Oh, sup with you, girl.
Was that the first one? Did,
there's
were
no
these
way
around?
It was the first, but it's the most popular
I don't
know.
No,
first,
you go back
unquote.
To the, remember San Diego Superchargers
good point,
and
but,
Ram It and
but
the Super
those
Bowl
like
Shuffle?
The player, like Rip City Rhapsody, those are like, Can I Get a Headband? Those are like players that were kind of a part of it.
I think the Super Bowl Shuffle
is when it began.
But I think it's in the same category. It yeah. just depends okay. who makes it.
Okay. Well, a couple of teams. I'm picking one of these teams to win and one of these teams to lose, and I'm wondering, we have a song off in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. Now, these teams are not playing each other.
Now, is this like the Padres dads?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
Remember those guys?
Would you like to start, Brandon Sprague, in Green Bay or in Carolina? Where would we like to begin in our song off?
We got
to
start in Carolina.
You want to start in Carolina?
Yeah, we got to start in Carolina.
Panthers are 10.5 point underdogs. Does yeah. this make you feel better or worse about their chances?
What up, party people? I got a question. Are you ready to give it all you got as you support these Panthers as they give it all they got against these Seahawks this week? Yeah, me too.
And it's a couple weeks totally ago. He does one every week.
Oh. I'm going to be at this game cheering with
it's our Colts guy. Yeah.
Spent $150,000 on a football team. Wait a minute, that's not enough to buy a team. Spent $150,000 on a tricked out Porsche. Wait, what? Minnesota, it snows too much. Build me a tennis court outside my house. But the HOA is gonna make me tear it down. Big baby, some Panthers, season ticks. Just might get a tiny home in the sticks. I get some Reese's peanut butter cups. Heck nah, I ain't sharing, I'ma eat them all up. Might get me a plane and fly to Spain. Except I don't even know how to fly a plane. Scratch that, I'ma get me a big old bus. One big enough for all of us adults. Dutch. Come on, Carolina, it's time to get down. Stand up, Charlotte, cause this is your town. If you had $150,000.
I mean, it kind of slaps. If we're being honest,
is it over?
It's almost over.
Are you in a whole nother verse?
No. It's almost, give us a second.
Come on, y'all, let's keep pounding. I'll see you at the game. Let's get it.
I'll just say this. That's easily the best one we played.
Is that the best one we played?
Actually, not a bad. I've heard worse songs on the real radio. And what's great about that song is I don't know what you guys caught versus what I caught. That didn't even sound like a Panther song.
No, he just had the start and the end is Panthers, and then it's about spending $150,000, which I don't know. Is that a reference?
Is there $150,000 somewhere?
I don't know. I don't quite get the reference.
Is that what, like, PSLs and season ticket cost or something?
So he does one of those. It's like our Colts guy that does the nay. Yeah. These are our Colts, right? So he does one every week. That was from when they played the Seahawks a couple weeks ago. This one is for this week. The Green Bay Packers on the road in Chicago. Let's get fired up.
I never cared about the weather. Green and yellow, baby, never seen you looking better. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl has never been enough. I need something to hold, baby. I can be a Jordan Love. Let me be a Romeo, baby. We can take a chance on us, yeah. I just need a Super Bowl, baby.
Four has never been enough for the Pack. They're looking for number five.
Now, the music production for the Packers, much better.
Much better?
Yes. Okay.
Pretty good production.
So do we feel better or worse about the Packers or Panthers' chances?
That sounded like some studio quality
mixing.
And it was more team-oriented. Yes. You had a Jordan Love line. Romeo Dobbs line in there, kind of. Okay. I'm still going Panther.
$150,000.
I want to know what the $150,000 reference is.
He had that on my golf playlist. That doesn't get driven in Minnesota.
Because it snows. You can't do that. I know. You can't do that.
Those, I thought you were going to give me.
It's not. I didn't go Z-Doggy on you. I didn't. You know, I wanted to have a little fun with that.
Those weren't awful.
Not terrible. I'm questioning my Panthers take now. That guy's got $150,000. He might be able to buy off the refs.
Are you going to make a song if the Ducks beat Indiana and go against Mario?
I would not make
something
a song
about like ex lovers.
I will not. What's the Adele song? Someone Like You? Or When I Was Your Man, I could go Bruno Mars.
When I was your man, when you were my man.
When you were my man. Should have taken you dancing, Mario. What the hell, man? Let's get one more in. What do we got, Swag?
Oh, let's see here. What do we got down here?
That hat's kind of deep.
It's a deep hat. Deep you got to reach down in there.
Reach.
Deep hat.
PDX Movers.
Yeah, did you guys see that Oregon last year had the most people move to our state?
I thought everybody was leaving.
Nah.
We're bringing them back.
Contrary to popular belief about this hellhole that is Portland, Oregon, USA.
Still burning. Still on fire.
Oregon had the highest percentage of people moving here, and they mainly came from Washington, Colorado, and California. Highest percentage station.
Washington, California makes sense. Colorado, interesting.
Yeah, well, pockets of Colorado, not cheap, Bob.
Yeah, not cheap to live
California,
here either.
California, really expensive. Mm. Washington, also pretty expensive.
Look, I'm a proud Oregonian. I love stories like that, man.
Me too.
That's good. Good to hear. Yeah. There you go. Magic Hat. Every Thursday, 9 o'clock. Well done.
Did you guys have anything that was really good that didn't get picked?
I do. I got a bit of audio that I'll probably play at some point, but we're against it because it's not really
timely.
I got
one that had T-Mac audio that will hold for a little bit.
Okay.
Tracy McGrady T-Mac?
Yes.
That T-Mac.
You know, we didn't
Who's
get
Who's the
your,
new T-Mac? Is
we
it
didn't
McMillan?
Get to your name thing when you were out.
I know.
Nicknames for athletes also need to stop after one athlete.
Exactly.
You can't have multiple.
There's a T-Mac playing football this weekend. I don't like it.
That's where my mind went when you said T-Mac. I thought, he's playing this weekend.
No.
What did he say about the game against the Rams?
Your T-Mac is...
It's not my all-time
T-Mac. Tyrone McMillan.
I haven't thought about the other T-Mac in quite some time.
He's on NBC. He's on the cock every Tuesday.
Do I look like
Tuesday?
Do I look like somebody that's watching that every Tuesday?
You need to get on the cock on Tuesdays.
You need to get coast to coast, baby.
The only cock I've watched on Tuesday was when the Blazers played, was it Dallas? And we were on vacation and I can stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning when that game ended?
Christmas was a week ago, dude. Can we say the season has started yet? Damn it.
Doesn't mean I'm watching. Back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.